The man who strangled and dissolved in acid the 15-year-old son of a turncoat and a boss accused of ordering police killings. The move sparked outrage among relatives of mafia victims who say the mobsters are back on home turf wielding power. Justice Minister Alfonso Bonafede of the Maverick Five Star Movement says he's drafting a decree to put the criminals back in their cells. This comes after anti-mafia prosecutor Nino Di Matteo accused Bonafede of taking back an offer to run the prison system, allegedly because of mobsters' opposition. This has further undermined the credibility of the Five Star Movement, which had made the fight against organized crime a pillar of its platform. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The Labor Department says 3 million more people filed for unemployment last week. More than 33 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits in the past 7 weeks. Luxury department store chain Neiman Marcus has filed paperwork for bankruptcy protection as retailers deal with the economic fallout of the pandemic. Earlier this week, retailer J. Crew also filed for bankruptcy protection as retail stores cope with closed shopping malls and collapsing consumer demand. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.